A Sydney-based yoga organisation is fusing Indian and Indigenous yoga traditions, incorporating the spirit of Aboriginal Australia into the ancient practice. Director of Heart Dancers Yoga Studio, Sandra Morellas is passionate about the ancient practice of yoga and fascinated by the fusion of earthly movements and stretches with the spirit of Aboriginal culture.
I believe that we always need to respect the traditional custodians and the elders of the land that we do the worship. And there is a similarity also with yoga, ancient yoga and Aboriginal wisdom.
Morellas tells SBS this is just one reason why she incorporates Aboriginal culture into a popular workshop, weaving Aboriginal sounds and stories with yoga, held on Gadigal land in Sydney's eastern suburbs. A workshop aims to connect students with the ancient spirituality of this sacred land and pays respects to its traditional custodians by helping them to align their spirit, unite their body, and then send a prayer to Mother Earth during yoga.
Every time that I was researching about Aboriginal storytelling wisdom, I was so surprised that it was very connected. It was very similar. So they use different words, for instance, cosmic consciousness. They use the dream time or meditation. They call it dadiri, which is dadiri, la deep listening. So it is very important also to acknowledge the Aboriginal wisdom. Is there important for us, if Australia is our home, to know about this wisdom?
The yoga teacher, who is originally from Colombia, started the Indigenous Fusion Yoga class a year ago. She recalls how she actively searched for Indigenous musicians to collaborate with, someone who could introduce Aboriginal culture into the yoga space.
They know the stories, they know the land, they also are open to explore and learn from yoga, also from different cultures. To know that in this world we have different cultures, and we are, yes, we are diverse, we are different, but we have in the very core of all these different wisdom and knowledge around the world, there is a core and there is something that interconnects us.
Fortunately, it wasn't long until she met Binawiya Baylis, a proud Biragaba, Kangalu, Wanarura, a Bundjalung woman and respected musician, dancer and storyteller in the Sydney community through a friend. Baylis loved the concept from the outset.
I have an obligation as an Aboriginal woman to share my culture and my stories with everybody that calls this place home, with anybody that wants to listen. And by sharing it, I'm preserving it and I'm raising the awareness that Aboriginal people and culture is alive. We are here. The land is alive. It's a spirit. It's living. It needs to be respected.
Morellas and Baylis explains how each yoga class runs. First, the class is dedicated to a different theme such as first family totems, the dream time and the dadiri. Deep listening. Baylis will begin with a traditional song, and throughout the session, she will tell a story that relates to each yoga position, meditation, or deep breathing.
The whole yoga postures are based in nature, in the cycles of the moon, in the cycles of the sun. The sun salutations are also based in that cycle. When you are salutating the sun, the grandfather's sun, you know that you are salutating the spirit. In Aboriginal culture, they call the very first family. So the dances are based in this very first family, that is Father Sky, Mother Earth, Grandfather Sun, Grandmother Moon. So everything is so related to Mother Earth and nature.
For Baylis, it's about drawing on those Indigenous connections, traditions and honouring of the land.
It all sort of ties in with all living things, whether it be the animals. It's about respecting each other, the land. So whether it be a message from the Aboriginal Dreamtime or a story, it might relate to a pose or a story that Sandra has been given or has been passed on. There's many ties with the Aboriginal culture and our stories and our messages and our purpose.
Both Morellas and Baylis are firm believers in the power of sound healing. The traditional songs that Baylis performs are designed to transcend participants in the present moment and benefits a person's mental health and well-being.
The very first thing that we do is to make them to connect to themselves. There is relaxation technique that they do, the ancient yogis and also Aboriginal people. So we use life music. We use life music for them, the music that represents the wind, the fire. We use didgeridoo, we use the songs, the very traditional Aboriginal songs, to make them connect with themselves.
The Aboriginal philosophy embedded in the workshop has also deepened the participants' connection to the land.
A lot of the people there want the time out for themselves. They're there to find that inner peace or get the stresses away or doing the exercise or what have you. But in actual fact, they're learning on a deeper level about the local things around them. You know, this country that people call home, being Australia, belonging to Aboriginal people, they're actually learning about the country that they call home, the history that they call home. So they walk away with a lot more than what they've walked in for the exercise. It's kind of a sense of belonging to now.
Morella says participants enjoyed the learning.
And the feedback that we're receiving from people after the workshop is like, I didn't know that Aboriginal culture has so much wisdom. I didn't know that they have totem animals. And now I have that responsibility to look after Earth, to just understand that connection that we have. So we're bringing a space for everyone to share. And also for yoga to adapt yoga to the needs of the country.
Baylors explains that sharing culture with the wider community can be conflicting to many Aboriginal people.
They don't want to share it because they don't know what's going to happen. There's been a lot of misuse, abuse of our culture, you know, from previous non-Aboriginal people learning about our culture and then misusing it. So the trust has been broken.
And collaborating with the Heart Dancers has been a journey for her to try and find a balance between sharing and protecting her culture.
This is where me as an Aboriginal person, I can gauge when and who I give my information to and how freely. But I also pick and choose at what level I'm giving this information.
Heart Dancers is a not-for-profit organisation. Participation fees for the Weaving Aboriginal Sounds and Stories with Yoga class also helps fund Indigenous musicians and artists in the Sydney community. For more Indigenous content, visit www.sbs.com.au/topics/walk-with-us.